on our Patriots Monday guys, Deion Branch, on the phone today because apparently there was no power down there at Gillette Stadium. Now, Deion, one of your teammates, your wide receiver guy, Ocho Cinco, said over the weekend he tried to sleep at Gillette Stadium. Was that a wide receiver groupings thing? Was that just Ocho? What happened this weekend?
No, it's just Ocho. I'm sleeping at home. You know, I got a lot of rest in, you know. After we took the flight back, you know, mm-hmm. got back early in the morning, you know, around 5 a.m. So pretty much rested all day yesterday and slept throughout Irene. That was good.
Now, Deion, come out of that game, no catches in that second week. Is that more to do maybe with what you're doing out there offensively, or is it more to do with just Tom Brady and decision-making?
No, I everything is understanding what we're doing. You know, we're trying to work a lot of different things. And we're also working on different things in the preseason. I don't have any issues with what's going on right now. I understand exactly what we're doing. And, hey, I'm going to roll with it, you know. I think, you know, eventually things will unfold and we'll start opening up doing certain things, you know, and, you know, I get the ball, whatever. I'm not thinking about, hey, he didn't throw me the ball this game or that game. That's not a thought process.
So you know that. You say you're okay with it. You know it. Are you surprised by it, Deion, that you've gone a couple of games without a catch here?
No. Trust me. We talked about it. Everything's good. Everything is great. Everything is great. You know, no complaints here. Like I said, I also understand what we're trying to do. We're trying to work different things, work different packages. It's a lot of different things that we're doing right now in the preseason. And then, you know, so that we can build towards the first week of the season.
Deion, we talked a lot early here about the pressure that the defensive front in Detroit put on Tom, yet it just seemed like you stuck with the plan, like some maybe some slow-developing plays. Did you guys just, regardless of what Detroit was doing, had things that you wanted to work on as far as, you know, regardless of basically what they were doing coverage-wise?
Exactly. It was nothing. We didn't set out to figure out, hey, we're going to go out and do this and do that to try to beat these guys and that thing. We had a game plan. We wanted to go out and execute our game plan. Unfortunately, you know, there were some mishaps, a bunch of negative plays on the football field that didn't allow us to execute our game plan completely. But I think overall our main intention was to go out and execute our game plan.
And it doesn't happen. You're kind of an up-and-down day offensively, Deion. Was it more what Detroit did, or when you look at the film, do you think it'll be self-inflicted wounds by the offense in that
right,
game Saturday?
Well, and that's mainly what it was. You know, I know we can all look at the score and look at what was going on, but if you really pay attention to what was really going on with us on offense, you know, all the penalties that we had, you know, it was just a lot of negative plays, a lot of flags. You know, and that just wasn't our type of football that we put on display the other night. That just wasn't us, you know, and Coach warned us before the game. And we, us as players, we still went out and committed those penalties. And it's just a lot of negative plays. I just think as an offense, you can't be successful in long yardage situations. You know, those are things that we talked about going into the game, not being involved with, and we went out and did it. You know, second and 15, third and 20. Those things. You can't beat nobody playing that type of football.
Now, I know Bill, like we joked about the other day, he'll find something even in a game like Tampa Bay. Was there any possibility that maybe some confidence kind of seeped in a little bit in that locker room by the way the first couple of weeks and you come out and kind of get punched in the face and maybe a good thing comes out of it?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's going to be a lot of good things come out of this once we watch this film. You know, hey, if you play bad football, this is what's going to happen. And that's what did happen because of that type of football that we played. I think me, myself, and all the rest of the guys on the team, we know now, hey, you know, we've always taken every game serious. But here it is right now. This is the reason that the preseason is so good. You know, at one point I wasn't all for preseason, but that type of game shows you why the preseason is so important, you know, and lets us know that we have so much work that we have to do in order to be the team that we want to be.
And you've had three games now, Deion. I wonder, with the short offseason, are you now recognizing that these preseason games are maybe more important this year than they've been in the past because you had so little time
right.
as a team into that run-up to that first game?
Exactly. I mean, that's true. You know, we only have, you know what, another week, one more week together before we kick this thing off for real. And this year is very important, you know, the preseason. Unfortunately, you know, back in the past, you have two practices, in about, what, another extra week or so, and then also the mini camps and then off-season programs. all the things that we didn't have this year. But the bottom line is I think all the teams are in the same situation. You know, I'm pretty sure every team can sit and say, hey, we got a lot of work to do. It's all about who can do it and get the job done the fastest.
Now, Bill O'Brien called you guys over in the sidelines there in that second quarter. Seemed pretty animated, not too happy with the execution.
Right, and he shouldn't. You know, he's the offensive coordinator. He knows exactly what we worked towards for the entire week leading up to the game, and we wasn't doing it. You know, we had a couple good days of practices, but it didn't show. You know, and as an offensive coordinator, he should. You know, and as players, we should feel bad as well.
And we've seen Bill do that, where he's brought the guys over and just sat down and talked to them or addressed the team, and head coach Bill Belichick. Is Bill O'Brien known to do that? Because we caught him on TV. It was a great shot. He was addressing you guys pretty loudly. Does he do that very often? Was that out of the norm for Bill O'Brien?
No, I mean, he'd do it a little bit more the times that you all don't see it. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, last year we was pretty decent. I wouldn't say that we were the greatest, but, you know, we had a bunch of pretty solid games. I mean, that happens during drives when he knows, hey, I'm going to script this certain drive. We need to put this together. Let's go out and execute these plays. That was nothing that was correct or right last week, Saturday. You know, that was nothing that we did that was on point. You know, three and outs, a bunch of three and outs, a bunch of flags, a lot of negative plays.
I want to ask you about that pass interference they called on Ocho Cinco. Like, you talk about negative plays. I mean, big play from Hernandez. He gets flagged for pass interference, and being a wide receiver, to me, it looked like the guy hit him.
Right. I didn't even see it because I was running a route. I actually thought, when I looked over and saw Chad on the ground, I thought the guy hit him.
He did, actually. You'll see that today.
But I see Chad get up with, squinching and stuff. And he was like, they said I hit him. So I don't know. I didn't see it. Once we look over this film and, critique certain things, and that at that point in the game, that was a big play for us, to try to build a little momentum, and it got shut down. You know, we went backwards. So things like that, we have to correct. You know, I mean, that's something that's out of his control, though.
It looks to me like he's still a guy out there playing football and thinking too much and not reacting. I almost want to see that Chad Ocho Cinco, that loud guy on the field, not just on Twitter, but on the field, because that's his personality.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Chad, he's getting it. What did he say when you talked about him, when you asked him about that?
We haven't talked to him.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You know, it's just part of the game. You know, Chad's going to be Chad. He's going to be the guy that we're counting on. You know, we're counting on to make him. Bunch of plays for us, and we need him, and we know he'll be there for us.
Tom said this morning with Dennis and Callahan that he wants to play, and he gave the impression that, look, that left a bad taste in his mouth, Deion. I know it's a fourth preseason game. Mm-hmm. I know there's been some teams that treat this thing like a complete don't play the starters, play the end of the roster. But for you,
right?
Do you want to play in this game on Thursday night?
Yes, sir. I mean, like you said, the thing is, it was – that type of game, the way we played, we didn't display our type of football. And the only way you can do that is actually get on the practice field and get back and help and get to the next game. And our next game is in, 4 days, 3 days? Give us the opportunity to get back out there to see what to fine-tune some of the things that we messed up on to get ready for Miami.
I know that wide receiving group you guys have now throughout camp is pretty tight. And now tomorrow there's a cut from 90 to 80. The weekend will be the big one here. How hard is that as a unit, knowing that, there's a couple guys in that back end that are out there still fighting for a job?
Right. I mean, it's always hard. You know, I think this is the worst part about the job itself. You know, you have guys around. You build this relationship with guys for a month and a half. And then sometime, barring this off season, we would have been together since March. I mean, every guy that's in the locker room. And, days like tomorrow and Saturday are like the worst days. This is what you fear for some guys. You know, some guys' dreams come to an end. They may never play again, things of that nature, but it's part of the business. This is what we all signed up for, I think the biggest thing is that, hey, once you build this relationship and this friendship, you just try to hold on to it as much as possible, and wish everybody well from the time that they leave or whatever.
I'm sure a lot of people follow you, Deion, on Twitter, at DeionBranch84. And last week you set out a picture of you and Mickey Ward, and you said one of the greatest fighters ever.
Yes, sir.
What was it like meeting Mickey Ward, and did you challenge him maybe to make a quick sparring match there in the Patriots locker room?
No challenges. Not enough for me. It was just great, man. I'm a big sports fan. I love watching boxing, MMA, all those things. But just had the opportunity to meet this guy. It was great.
Deion, we appreciate it. We know you got to get to work here, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, fellas, y'all take it easy.
All right.
There he is, Deion Branch, joining us.